Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello and welcome to Digest This. I'm Tina Nunziato and with me is Dr. Liz Cruz. Welcome. Welcome, Dr. Cruz.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome to your show.
Thank you.
And for you avid listeners out there, you know that when Tina starts a podcast, it's time for another GI focus. So very excited to be back podcasting. We lost you last week to a lost voice,
yes,
Dr. Cruz.
Yes.
And you're still working on getting it back.
Oh,
but
yeah. It's coming back.
I'm glad that it's back enough to be able to get back to podcasting again.
You
kind of need your voice for podcasting.
I do.
Yeah, we realized that last week when we tried to podcast, and it sounded like a frog with me on the show.
I know.
It was horrible. All right. Yeah. Anyway, the GI focus for this round is going to be on colon polyps in young people.
Yes,
this is one you said you wanted to do last week because you've been seeing a lot of colon polyps in young people.
Have we not podcasted on this yet?
Well, we've done a GI focus on colon polyps.
Oh, but not in young people.
Specifically, yeah. So it'd be good to kind of focus in on
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. It's such a common thing that we're seeing now. It's, you know, first of all, some people might ask, well, why are you even doing a colonoscopy on a young person? Mm-hmm. You know, someone in their 20s or their 30s. Well, because people come in with different symptoms, you know, they come in with rectal bleeding or, you know, whatever it may be. And so sometimes we end up doing colonoscopies on these young people. And incidentally, we find these polyps and take them off and a lot of times they're coming back with precancerous cells.
Right, which is scary.
It is.
And we'll get to why in a little bit, because I think that's the most important part of this podcast. But yeah, I know that when I go in and see patients after Maureen does, and you know, she tells them we're going to do a colonoscopy, and then I go in to talk to them about, you know, the supplements and considering a more natural approach to getting better. And a lot of people who are young like that, right? And I always tell them, like, if you go home and you start taking supplements like enzymes and probiotics, for example, and you start feeling better, do not cancel your procedure.
Right.
Right. Just because we know the high incidence of precancerous polyps or cancerous polyps in these young people, because I tell them, use your symptoms as an excuse to get scoped.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because, you know, if they wait until they're 50, it's too late.
Yeah. And it's true. And I'll tell them. You know, I'll tell them in the recovery room that it was a blessing in disguise that they had whatever symptom led them to getting the colonoscopy. Because those polyps, especially most of them are small, those aren't going to cause symptoms. Mm-hmm. I mean, polyps in general
do not cause
symptoms.
Right.
And, you know, but lo and behold, we find these polyps, take them off, they come back precancerous. You know, that is something that had that person not had a colonoscopy, they wouldn't have even made it to the age of 50.
Right.
Especially in a 20-year-old or even in a 30-year-old.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, 50 years old is when we, for the most part, in Caucasian, will recommend a screening colonoscopy, provided there's no family history of colon cancer or colon polyps at an earlier age than 50.
Right. Yeah, and we're set for 50 because that's about the age that we might start forming polyps, right? So let's back up a little bit and let's talk about what is a polyp.
Okay.
Yeah. So explain that and then explain specifically maybe why it's happening in younger people so much more.
So a polyp is a growth of tissue, okay? The colon, the lining of the inside of the colon is called the mucosa. That's the lining. And these polyps grow from the mucosa. And, you know, it starts out as one little abnormal cell that continues to replicate, to duplicate and grow. And before you know it, you've got a little wart-like lesion, a little polyp. And there's different types of polyps as far as the shapes. You know, there's some that are flat. There's some that look like a little wart, but they still have a flat bottom. And then you have some that are on a little, like a little stem, a little stalk. And we call those pedunculated polyps. But in general, it's a growth of tissue. And when we see that in the colon, we always remove those. Mm-hmm. Polyps in the colon, you remove. Because you typically can't tell just by looking at it. I mean, most of the time I can look at a polyp and I can tell, oh, this is definitely going to have some precancerous cells. But ultimately, it has to be examined by the pathologist in mm-hmm. the lab.
And that's the point of a screening colonoscopy at 50 is to mm-hmm. go in and get rid of all those polyps, because that typically is what turns into cancer.
Exactly.
Right.
And okay. I just want to just insert a little thing, you know, screening colonoscopy starting at the age of 50, but in African American, it's starting at the age of 45.
Okay.
So I just want to insert that. And, you know, there's been talk about maybe lowering that age in the Hispanic community to 45. I mean, honestly, the way things are going with us mm-hmm. finding so many of these precancerous polyps in young people, I mean, I think the age should be lowered just across the board.
Right. No, absolutely. So talk about why you think this is happening in younger people, maybe more than it used to.
I think a lot of it has to do with our diet. I mean, obviously, there's factors that play into it. You have genetics, and but I really, really think that diet has a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. Diet, our stress. I mean, you know, this generation of young people are the ones that have grown up on the fancy coffees, the sugary drinks, the energy drinks, processed food, you know, fast food, junk food, mm-hmm. okay? Food that is nutritionally depleted of any nutrition. Mm-hmm. And so they're not getting nourished, and their bodies are struggling to make it, and to, you know, and it doesn't have much to work with,
right.
with that kind of a diet. And soda pop, I'm
right,
sorry.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Soda pop. Yeah. You mentioned the sugary yeah. drinks and I think, and the caffeinate, I think just caffeine in general, you know, with a lot of people today.
But I just want to emphasize sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to emphasize sugar because it's in everything. It's in everything and in high concentrations. Okay. And sugar is a poison.
Yeah. And cancer loves sugar.
Cancer loves sugar.
Yeah.
All right. Sugar is a poison. It can cause inflammation. I was just talking with the anesthesia provider I was working with today, and she was telling me about a study that was done several years ago where these cardiologists did a study. They took a bunch of young people. They put them into two groups, and one of them, they just fed them a ton of sugar, told them eat anything with sugar, ton of sugar. And the other group, no sugar. And then they rechecked, you know, they did a whole set of blood tests before they started. And then I don't remember at what point it was that they rechecked the blood test, but when they rechecked it, the cholesterol levels were through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The inflammation markers were through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sugar is a poison.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar is a poison, and you know, it causes inflammation. Inflammation can lead to cancer, can lead to so many bad things.
Yeah.
So I honestly think that diet is a huge player as to why these people are developing these polyps. You know, the other thing is that there was something that came out about, I think it was last year in October, that basically was, you know, it was put out, I can't remember who put it out, but basically saying that processed meats, you know, ham, bacon, hot dogs, the processed meats, these groups of people that have high intake of processed meat have a higher risk of colon cancer. The same with red meat.
Mm-hmm. And that goes for lunch meat.
Yes,
I know
a lot of people
eat lunch meat. I know
yes.
every day for lunch, you know, people are having sandwiches with lunch meat.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a huge processed meat.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. And so what happens when you find these polyps in young people? What's the recommendation at that point?
Well, I mean, you have to, you know, this is a person now that is going to, that
need
basically
to have...
is going to have surveillance or regular checkups mm-hmm. with colonoscopies.
Mm-hmm. Like how, if you see like a 20-year-old that has two precancerous polyps, how mm-hmm. soon are you telling them to come back?
Well, it just depends. It depends on how well they were cleaned out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, were they cleaned out well enough where I felt that I got a good look? It depends on how big the polyps were, mm-hmm. you know, but definitely within 5 years or less.
Okay.
So
they're back at 25.
Yeah. Maybe even less.
Right.
You know, and also I may send them for genetic testing because mm-hmm. they're so young and they've got these precancerous polyps, especially if there's any family history. I may send them off for some and genetic testing.
What does that involve?
Usually, well, first of all, they'll talk to a counselor, a genetic counselor, and then typically it involves either some blood work or they can do scrapings of the inside of the mouth and you know, like get some saliva or do get some of the cells. But sometimes they don't recommend it. It just depends.
And the genetic testing then comes back to say if their body is predisposed to this type of thing because of their DNA.
If they're carrying some sort of mutation that maybe it has been inherited.
Okay.
Something that puts them in a category of real high risk where, you know, maybe they're in some sort of, they have some sort of a syndrome where, you know, like Lynch syndrome, which is hereditary colon cancer, where those people also are at risk for cancers in other parts of the body. Mm-hmm. And so they have to be checked for other things also.
So if they come back positive with something like that, then they're getting a colonoscopy how often?
You know what? It just very regularly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's more than just that. It's that they're going to also have to get other testing for other things.
Other cancers.
Yes.
Regularly.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
Screening.
A lot of screenings. Right. Okay. And anything else you can tell young people for how to prevent these polyps? I know I mean, people ask me all the time, how do I prevent my polyps?
Yeah. You know? I mean, you know, eat healthy, eat fresh, eat green, drink more water. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are, you know, the basic things that...
Those are pretty simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Eat less sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exercise, you know, have less stress. You know, I mean, stress is one of those things that is hard to control. I mean, it's a wild card because it's like, well, how much does that contribute to it? But I'm a believer that stress causes negative energy in your body and that negativeness is a setup for badness. You know, it creates a toxic environment in your body. So trying to find ways to cope with the stress, you know, I mean, exercise is a great way. Movement is a great way. And maybe a hobby or something that helps you to cope with the stress.
Mm-hmm. Or seeing a counselor or something like that. Having someone to talk to about what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah. I mean, those are the main things. What else? I mean, I think those would be the key things. You know, there's been studies in the literature about taking medicines like aspirin or anti-inflammatory medicines, but those aren't recommendations at this point that we're making regularly. I mean, I think the big thing is diet because you're young enough, especially if you're in your 20s and 30s, you're young enough that you can truly impact, you know, for your future. I mean, and that's not to say that if you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, that making these dietary changes and lifestyle change will not make a difference because they will make a difference. Mm-hmm. But in someone who's in a young person who's in their 20s, who has precancerous polyps, I mean, they basically now have just basically bought into regular colonoscopies for the rest of their lives.
That's a long future of colonoscopies.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I know one of the things that I bring up with the patients aside from diet is maybe taking the detox.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the, in terms of from a more natural standpoint, you know, people want to know what can I do aside from medicine, you know. So we talk about diet, we talk about the detox.
Right.
And that giving those high dose of protease enzymes can help break stuff down.
Yeah.
And keep the body a little bit cleaner. For longer periods of time.
That's right. So, that's right.
Yeah, anybody that we've seen, even the older people who have had like more than 10 polyps, you know, we strongly recommend the detox for them. So, all right, wonderful. Well, anything else you want to add about colon polyps in young people?
No, I think that if you're having symptoms, get it checked out. It might be worth you getting a colonoscopy and, you know, hopefully you won't have polyps, but You know, if you are by chance found to have a polyp, better to catch it early and be able to be proactive sooner than later.
Absolutely.
When it's too late.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to catching you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.